You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. We're getting in reports from Colorado. From what we understand, the National Guard has been evacuating some Colorado towns. The residents of Lyons, they began evacuating up to 2,500 residents of Lyons, Colorado, because of some record flooding. It's been actually reported. It's been as biblical. Flooding. I mean, pretty scary stuff. It's already killed three Coloradans. Now they say evacuations of thousands of residents all day today. I guess the rainfall threatened already swollen rivers and creeks along a 150-mile stretch of the Straits Front Range, according to USA Today. 15 miles north of Boulder, the Colorado National Guard began evacuating the residents of Lyons, about 2,500. They were isolated without power and running water because of the flooded roads. According about South Boulder County, 500 residents of El Dorado Springs was also on evacuation order. They say it's very difficult to get out of town or into town without those roads. So right now, many of these people are just stuck on an island. Sort of speak, with all the flooding around him. Apparently, the flood warning, the National Weather Service had issued this flood warning all the way through to early this morning. They've also been issued for the city of Loveland at Big Thompson Canyon. That was actually the site of a July 1976 flood that killed about 143 people. Apparently, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says that the state has lost a great deal of infrastructure, but they have not been able to tell us exactly how much damage they believe has been sustained. Of course, they were telling people, I mean, even kids at the University of Colorado, don't be running around and playing in the floods. Please seek shelter. Please stay in higher ground if you can. Don't start trying to play in them and then getting caught in the underrush of the water. They are worried about the mud and rocks accumulating, clogging up some of the water, causing more backflow. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on this. Thus far, the death toll is at three, and it's from what we understand, the rain still coming. And it's interesting. My kids' school trip to Washington, D.C. was this week, and they were trying to fly back yesterday, and I guess they were delayed for hours because of the rain that was happening in Colorado. It's been a very, very weird summer. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's kind of rained most of August. I've never seen this. You know, I've lived in Vegas off and on since 1981. You know, I'm worried that some new people to the area are going to think, wow, fall's kind of nice in Vegas. And I'm trying to tell them, you don't understand. This is still summer in Vegas. This is just a very odd summer. Usually it's still hot this time of year. So, very, very interesting weather. All right. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCALI. A judge on Friday sentenced to death the four men convicted in the December gang rape and murder of a young New Delhi woman, ordering them to the gallows. I guess this was an attack on a bus that where they found her, raped her, killed her. They had left her, actually, with such severe internal injuries that she ended up dying 2 weeks later. There's been a lot of criticism of the death sentence. All right, some people think that's not really going to do justice. Apparently, rapes are very, very common in this area. But, you know, from what we understand, many people do feel that justice is served with what happened. It's pretty frightening with the gang rapes that we're seeing in India, as well as other countries in the area. Just, you know, man, we'll keep you guys posted on any new developments on that. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the New Jersey boardwalk fire. It appears to be nearly contained. We still have no idea yet what caused it. We also have a possible early-stage breast cancer drug moving closer to approval. The more, the better. We need to increase competition. Many of you also suffer from bloating, so we're going to talk about some ways to decrease bloating. Always good. Interesting, there was a study that came out about wine and hangovers and how based on your age, all right, it could cause changes in what type of hangover you're going to have. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this was an interesting study. They say Delaware is the unplanned pregnancy capital of America. Really? I guess they say in 2008, more than half of all pregnancies that were unintended occurred in 31 states. The highest rate of unexpected pregnancies ended up being Delaware. New Hampshire had the lowest rate of unexpected pregnancies. All right. I guess each year they say they see 70, I guess, let me see, hold on a second. They were at 70 women in every 1,000 of unwanted pregnancies. Then California came next, Mississippi came next, Louisiana, right? I guess the survey was done by Guttmacher Institute, and I guess it revealed for the first time the scale of unexpected births across the United States. I guess, I'm trying to see if we have any other data here to make this kind of interesting. I guess the state with the highest rate of unintended pregnancies with Delaware was 70 unexpected pregnancies per 1,000 women age 15 to 44. Of course, the lowest state was New Hampshire at 31 unexpected pregnancies per 1,000. All right. They found that most of the unintended pregnancies were just mistimed as opposed to unwanted, meaning these women wanted to get pregnant eventually, just didn't want to get pregnant at that time. I don't think they measured this by abortion rates. Okay, I think they did this by surveys of people who had gotten pregnant, whether they keep the baby or not. They had conducted other research which found that publicly funded family planning services like Planned Parenthood helped prevent more than 2.2 million unintended pregnancies. Of course, in this particular article from Daily Mail, they talk about how unintended pregnancies have a real impact on taxpayers. They say each state pays anywhere from $21 million to $1.3 billion each year from unintended pregnancies. All right, and we're just going to leave the subject alone there because I don't want to get into any more debates on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What makes you bloated and how we could fix it? Don't go away.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So every now and then we bring up irritable bowel syndrome. We bring up inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, a variety of different things that could affect our bowels. But what most of us seem to experience at some point in our lives is just some basic bloating. And there was an interesting article in Fox News giving us some ways to prevent bloating. And these are just some things that I think a lot of you know, but it's also smart to just kind of review. Okay, many of us have already figured it out, right? We know if we're going to be going out later tonight, we're going to make sure we avoid certain foods that don't bloat us. Some of us got this figured out, some of us don't. We just think there's something in the water. So let's just quickly review some things that will help prevent bloating. Now, we all hear about fiber, okay? And everyone's like, I know, I got to eat fiber. But many of you will not eat fiber because it makes you bloat and because it gives you gas. Now, I'm just as guilty, okay? You know, my husband does Metafast. I'm a huge fan. And every now and then, if I don't have time to eat, I'll grab a Metafast bar. Problem is they make you gassy and bloated, etc. Now, true, it's probably because of the fiber in there, but I have to plan ahead to remember to not take them if I'm going to be in a situation later that night where I really don't want to be gassy, right? We've all kind of been there. Right? But here's the thing. You almost have to get over that hump in order to then become regular again, such that you don't start to build up and get gassy. So let's say you're constipated. If you're constipated and you have stool that's been sitting there, it's not passing, your bowels are churning, the large intestine is, trying to suck out the fluid that's, in the stool, but it's sitting there longer, so it's churning and getting drier and drier. If all of a sudden you eat fiber, yeah, you're going to start bloating. Okay? So that's why many people say, no, I'm not going to take it. But if you had already been kind of clear from a couple days before and you're in a regimen, the bloating is not going to be as bad. So you need to start getting on a regimen. It could take a week or two where the bowels are used to the high fiber and then you go regularly. I know some of us can manipulate the time when we have to poop so we could go the rest of the day without feeling gassy, etc. Others, we are so afraid to have any gas throughout the day because we never are know where a bathroom is and don't feel like we're going to be in a position where we could just run into the bathroom if we need to. And so some of you are going to be more gassy than others because you're holding it in. But that's a trick. You just got to get that fiber in early and start it. Like bran is always good. Some of you use psyllium, Metamucil, things like that. I'm a fan of all. That's fine. Okay, then they also say maybe rather than eating raw vegetables, maybe steam them. They say a half cup serving of cooked carrots can give you the same nutrition as one cup raw carrots, but causes less bloating in your GI tract. Now, true, the raw vegetables help you poop better later, but again, then comes the gas. So for those of you who are maybe vegetarians or vegans, they go, look, I'd really, enjoy my vegetables more if I didn't have to deal with the gas and the bloating. Maybe steaming them could help, okay? They also say to maybe watch for the hot, spicy foods. I think many of us have known that. All right? So like dill, basil, mint, sage, tarragon, rosemary may be better than spicy stuff like black pepper, chili powder, hot sauces, vinegar. Of course, your spicy food stimulates the stomach acid. That could cause irritation, could also cause changes in your motility, causing you to then, back up. Start to bloat. We've talked about swallowing air. Many of us swallow air by chewing gum. Told you guys how my father always used to tell me, shut up and eat. All right. It's not that he was worried about me getting food in my mouth. I think it's because he didn't want to really listen to me. But maybe subliminally, he wanted to make sure I wasn't swallowing air so I wouldn't toot later. So stop chewing gum. You end up swallowing air. Also, be very conscious of the air you're swallowing when you talk. When you talk a lot, you seem to swallow air. Okay? Now, many of you are on diet sodas, diet drinks, diet foods. The fake sugars cause gas and bloating. I think many of us have experienced that. The sorbitol, the xylitol, the mannitol, right? So those types of things could cause bloating. Again, think about that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox News comes up with a list of 10 ways to prevent bloating. We're kind of going through those. I remember I was at Sam's Club, and you know how every now and then a company sells one of their foods? So they set up a booth. Well, there were these diabetic chocolate bars. I was starving. So I bought some, and I ate a whole bar there. It wasn't a Sam's Club brand, Kirkland or anything. It was a booth set up there. So I ended up, eating a whole bar, and I was rolling on the floor later that night with gas pains. These artificial sweeteners could really, really mess you up. Now, what about just regular carbs? A lot of us will eat some bread to help us poop. Yes, so bread and certain carbs can make you poop. That's why the Atkins diet is so constipating. But sometimes we could be eating too much. Okay, so if you have a lot of high-carb foods like bagels, pasta, pretzels, etc., you may want to kind of cut back a little bit. And then, of course, the beans. These make you fart, okay? Now, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, legumes, these things could cause more gas. Now, they suggest what I've taught you guys about Beano. Beano is great. It's one of these little enzymes over the counter that you can get. Helps you digest, helps me digest onions, things like that. So for those of you that get gassy, right, but you may want to, they say, soak your dried beans overnight, or you could take the Beano, help cut the gas. All right, now, exercise. Exercise is extremely important because as you go through the sympathetic system when you exercise and then the parasympathetic, all right, it helps contract and it helps then relax the intestinal muscles. Okay? If you notice, you never have to poop. While we would like to be playing a game or running track, you wouldn't have to poop. Because when the sympathetic nervous system comes in, it slows down the bowels. We don't really want to pee or poop when we're running from an animal that's trying to eat us. But afterwards, you get that relaxation. So hopefully you're able to go poop. So make sure you take exercise. They say, you know, even if you don't have time to exercise, maybe just 5 minutes. Maybe walk 5 minutes just to kind of get things moving inside the tummy. Then, of course, fluids. We talk about being dehydrated. Sometimes your body will hold on to the food longer to be able to suck out more water and more fluid from the food. Well, if you're already getting a fluid, they're not really going to give that much of a damn about then the meatloaf that you had. Now, I'm not saying if you drink too much food, you're just going to get diarrhea, but you're not going to have that tendency for the body to try to hold that food to suck in more water, okay? Now, some of us have a very highly acidic type of diet. Keep in mind, coffee, tea, juice, alcohol, high acid beverages. These things could irritate the GI tract. Any sort of irritation kind of slows things down. Then you start to get some air trapping, lack of that mass movement of the stool that has to go down in the bowel, can start getting some backflow with gas and the air. Okay, and then finally, Fox also recommends bringing in the bananas. They say bananas, potatoes, and spinach also help get rid of some water weight. Extra fluid tends to accumulate when potassium and sodium levels are out of balance. So if you increase your potassium intake with your spinach, your bananas, your potatoes, then maybe that can lower the sodium and help with the bowels. I agree. Bananas always made me poop. Now, some of you will say, well, the phone died. Wait a second. I drink coffee in the morning and it helps me poop. Meat, chocolate, a little bit of chocolate in the morning works. Sometimes the stimulant does it. I think many of us have found that sometimes caffeine or theobromine, chocolate, whatever, helps us do what we need to do. Well, then fine. If you have something that works, great. But, just to quickly review how the bowels work, you eat something, it goes through the mouth, you already start digesting it. By the way, whenever you do like a trivial pursuit question or something like that, if somebody says, when does digestion start? Say fork and knife, right? Or your teeth, when you bite the piece. Okay, that's technically the start of digestion. Then it goes into the mouth and the saliva starts to already start dissolving things. Your mouth is able to pick up some sugar. Then it goes down the throat, down the esophagus. The esophagus has peristaltic activity where it moves the food towards the stomach. Even if you were upside down, food would still move towards your stomach because of the esophagus peristaltic activity. Then gets to the stomach, sits there for a few hours, acid digestion, unless, of course, delayed gastric emptying, it may sit in the stomach more. Acid dissolves it more, secretes some hormones such that the small intestine is ready for the food and ready to start absorbing nutrients, the bulk of the nutrients. Most of the nutrients get absorbed there, so the bile kicks in, the insulin kicks in, etc. Then the food goes to the large intestine. The large intestine starts to form it into stool and starts to suck in water so that it absorbs any extra water and you don't lose any water from your food because we get a lot of water from the regular food we eat. And then it comes out of the rectum and then the anus. And then light. Let there be light. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael wants me to talk about enemas. How often can you use an enema for constipation and bloating? Enemas, I don't mind a once in a blue moon thing, okay? But we do know that people will abuse these things also. All right, enemas, you have like the, you know, oral sodium phosphate. You have the preparations that you basically plunge into the rectum, the fluid type ones. You know, if you do the oral ones, which I don't really recommend that much, you know, it could cause these real significant fluid shifts in the colon, causing you to very heavily dehydrate. And with the sodium phosphate, you could also start getting some changes in your calcium, your potassium, etc. And that could cause problems, especially in our elderly population. The enemas that are the rectal ones, the sodium phosphate, you could still unfortunately have certain issues with your salts, which is why I only recommend it, you know, once in a blue moon. Now, for those of you that have used it, okay, you've noticed that if you use it once, yeah, you may feel cleared out, okay? You usually only pass the stool from your sigmoid down, because stool not ready to pass won't really come. You'll just pass some yellow mucus type stuff, right? Okay, not to get too graphic. And, you know, then a couple days go along, you're bloated again. Okay, the thing with the Fleet's enema, even though they're great, they're inexpensive, and they work, is they're not a cure. They may just help you get some stool out. Some of you trying to fit into a dress, some of you who have the form of bulimia where you like to use the enemas, you feel like you're losing weight because you could poop, then get on the scale, maybe be a pound lighter. Long term, it's not fixing the problem. If you take a certain medication that can cause your bowels to slow or dry up, etc., then, I mean, that medication is something you're taking every day. You're going to have the problem a couple days later. If you're eating foods that are making you gassy, like what we just talked about in the previous hour, again, enema's not going to fix that. Now, some of you go and get colonics. You do it on a regular basis. I get a little nervous because I don't want you losing a lot of the protective lining that you have in the bowel. Okay, the colon was never designed for fluids to go up and in. It was designed for fluids to go out, and very strategically buffered fluids, very delicately balanced. So even though some colonics try to mimic a preparation very similar to what the bowel can take, it's still foreign. And so, again, once in a blue moon, I don't have any problem with anything. But once you start doing something regularly, I get a little nervous. Because what protects you from these nitrates, you know, causing changes in nitrites, causing changes in the lining of the colon, possibly leading to cancer? The lining. So you want your lining as preserved as possible, which is why we really don't recommend, you know, multiple blasts of fluid going up into the colon. Now, there was a study where people were using Fleet's enema, and I guess renal function had deteriorated in all 11 elderly patients that were using Fleet's enemas for constipation. And one had, I guess, used it for their prep when they were going to get, I guess, a proctoscope. Okay, they apparently had drops in blood pressure. They had extremely high phosphate levels. And a calcium level was high. In these 11 patients, all had renal function impaired. 5 eventually died. And then one patient had calcium phosphate calcifications within the renal tubular lumens, which is basically the renal tubules are what seem to, what we use to filter things from blood to urine. Okay, that's how things work in the kidney. They go through the renal tubules, and they found calcium phosphate deposits, calcifications. Now, I'm not saying avoid Fleet's enemas, but if you're older, if you don't know what your renal status is, you need to be very careful with things like that. So my recommendation is for any of you having bowel issues, etc., make sure you talk to your doctor. Make sure you look at your diet. Make sure you look at medications that you're taking. And make sure you're on a regular regimen of poops and potties. Your body likes to work in cycles. If your body knows it's going to get to potty a couple hours after lunch, make sure you're always in a situation where you can go potty a couple hours after lunch. But the big mistake we make is we want our body to fit to us. In the olden days, what did we do? We tended a farm or whatever. So we did whatever we had to do. When it was time to go, you went. It was great. You know, nowadays, no. You only get your breaks at certain times. Okay? You're assigned, okay, I can only take a break at 10:30. So if I have to poop before that, I got to hold it. If I have to poop after that, I got to hold it. Hopefully some of your bosses let you go to the bathroom when you need to. But you don't want to rush. Sometimes you want to just sit there for 15 minutes. Careful, I don't want you getting hemorrhoids, but I understand. Some of you just want to sit there and relax. You don't want to force and, you know, whatever. So you end up taking medicines, or you end up doing things just to force the poop. Got to be careful with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tropical storm Ingrid is formed in the Gulf of Mexico near the Mexican coast. They think it is going to bring flash floods, mudslides, potentially to eastern Mexico. I guess it's centered 60 miles east-northeast of Veracruz, Mexico, moving west, I guess, kind of slow, a few miles an hour at the time. All right. I'm not sure if it's planning to make to make landfall here. Again, being in the Gulf, it's something that we watch. I guess Gabrielle has weakened to a tropical depression well off the East Coast. No concerns there. Looks like the New Jersey fire that started near an ice cream store, we still don't know where it started on the boardwalk, it hasn't been revealed, has caused possibly the destruction of over 50 businesses. Governor Chris Christie said he wanted to puke. I mean, it was so, he was so distraught by it, you know, I gotta tell you, sometimes I really love the guy. Sometimes I don't disagree with his politics, but sometimes I gotta say, you know, I mean, he's really emotional. I think he really, really loves the city. So anyway, he said, makes him want to puke. From what we understand, they're still dealing with some hot spots, but for the most part, it's contained. Unfortunately, the New Jersey boardwalk was just recuperating from Hurricane Sandy, had just reopened on Memorial Day, and then got hit with this. It's a real shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. According to BBC News, nuclear plants do not raise child cancer risk. All right. Apparently, you see these headlines where that regarding a study that looked at more than 20,000 children in Great Britain who had developed leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma before the age 15 between 1962 and 2007. They looked at how close they lived, right, during that time to nuclear power plants. All right. Researchers found no link between how close the children lived to the plants at birth and the risk of childhood leukemia or non-Hodgkin lymphoma. I guess the study benefits from using data on a large number of cases from across Great Britain and then over to the States. Now, again, this is a UK study. Would love to see, more research on that, especially when people are really concerned about cell phones. They're concerned about head and neck cancer and Bluetooth and things like that. I mean, we just don't have enough studies. Right now, we don't think any of it hurts. Okay, but then you have people concerned about power lines. Wasn't there a study about power lines and autism? So people kind of freak out, right, when baby is being born near man-made stuff. My recommendation is, again, I mean, you know, if you live in an area you don't want to live in, move. If you're not, you know, if you can't move, you can't move. I mean, you got to feed your family. You got to work. All right. I mean, but what I would caution you is if you do have a family history of leukemia, lymphoma, et cetera, wouldn't hurt talking to your doctor, but having a hematologist look at you, you know, discuss with the doctor what would be a good, screening process. Every few years, get a blood count. Every few years, have some testing done. You know, it wouldn't hurt. And those are things that I think being proactive wouldn't hurt. And luckily, blood tests are pretty easy. Some of these tests aren't really that expensive, okay? But, in this particular study, leukemia affects about 500 children a year in Britain. Nowadays, they can cure about 85 to 90% of them. All right, when we get more information on that, we'll keep you posted. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an iPhone app and an Android app. Please don't hesitate to download those. They're free. This way you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. We're usually live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, plus Saturday for an hour. For those of you observing Yom Kippur, doing your 24-hour fast, hope you have an easy fast. It's supposed to be a day where we atone for our sins. We're also during the period of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, to the Day of Atonement. We're supposed to kind of make up with all our enemies, right? You know, so those of you, you know, on the right, making up with people on the left, and those of you on the left, making up with people on the right, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, you know, make nice with our enemies. We're supposed to reflect, you know, on how, you know, what we've done and what we could be to be better people, okay? And then the final day, we fast for 24 hours, no food, no water, as we atone for our sins. I know some of you are thinking, Dr. Dahlia, 24 hours won't even make a dent, right, into what you need to atone for, probably. So, maybe I'll go 24 hours in 1 minute. I don't know. I mean, I'm worried about that, too, you know. But, it's nice. A lot of people, complain, especially in the Jewish religion, like, oh, man, Yom Kippur stinks. That's hard. But, a lot of religions do fastings. You have Ramadan, right, in Islam. You have, Lent, in a way, even though it's not fasting. But, where you choose to sacrifice something in terms of, what you would eat, example. I mean, I always make jokes for Lent. I would probably, avoid, like, Brussels sprouts. But you all know that that's really, I avoid those anyway. I avoid those. I think last time I had Brussels sprouts was, like, 10 years ago. But I think it's important. I think it's good. Even atheists will sometimes go through certain rituals. Cleanse themselves, and that's how we do it. Now, I don't want to talk about medical cleanses, because we really don't have a lot of proof out there that medical cleanses work. But I think spiritually, I think these things help. But the one thing I always instill on my kids, and I was always instilled as a kid, is no matter what religion, or if you don't have a religion, you got to be good all year long. You can't be sinning all year, and then all of a sudden you got the Day of Atonement, you fast, and then you think you're good, And I was always brought up that what we do is never perfect and exactly what God wants. But if you are making the effort and you're showing you're making the effort, you aren't doing that bad. Same thing with health. We may not be doing everything at 100%. We may not be getting all our vitamins, etc. We may not be, cutting all our junk food. But those of us that make an attempt and try, we always do better than those that don't. So just make the attempt. Just don't blow things off. Just don't take things for granted, right? Okay, understand that if you're driving 100, 150 miles an hour, there could be an issue with you, getting into an accident. Right? If you drink alcohol like fish, not that fish drink alcohol, but you know what I'm saying. All right? After a while, there could be some consequences. But for you trying, going, okay, I'm going to have something to drink, but I'm going to make sure I don't overdo it or whatever, you're already in the plus. You're already going to, be, I just think it's a positive. Sorry. Now, usually when we do our fast, we're supposed to start at night. Right, three stars. Once we see three stars, that's considered sundown, and it happens at night. And then once that's the true Yom Kippur, you start it, and then you can't eat or drink until the next day when you see three stars. If you're sick, if you have any medical issues, kidney stones, whatever, the Bible waves you. You get a waiver, okay? I don't think any of us get a waiver for Obamacare, but you can get a waiver from the fast if you have to, okay? And then kids, of course, we let the kids do however many hours they want, but we usually don't let them do it longer than a half day. So basically, the kids wake up by noon, we let them eat, basically, so they the kids want to act like they try, and I don't really make my kids do it. You're not supposed to force your animals to fast. You're supposed to feed the animals, right, type of thing. Now, my only problem is I get hypoglycemic. And some of us that are hypoglycemic, it's like, well, how do you do the fast? Well, technically, you don't have to do the fast. If you have hypoglycemia, no, health comes first. You don't have to. All right, but for me, I do things a little different, okay? I don't do Pacific Coast American time. I'll do, like, England time or whatever, Israel time or whatever. So I'll start earlier in the day so I could finish earlier in the day the next day, so I do my 24 hours. So some of you will say, wait a second, Dahlia, I saw you eating lunch. I thought you were supposed to be fasting. Well, that's because I started my fast 24 hours prior. So for those of you that smell my lunch, all right, I'm about to go into lunch, okay, after I finish my show. And so I'm basically going to eat my lunch. I'm going to drink a crap load of fluid. I'm going to pee the rest of the day. But that's how I get ready. That's just how I do things, okay? And I know the Lord may be up there going, Dahlia, really? I mean, can you just do something right for once? I know, but I'm trying. All right, speaking of trying, a balloonist was trying to cross the Atlantic Ocean. And I guess he was using hundreds of helium-filled balloons, okay? Unfortunately, he landed in Newfoundland. Jonathan Trapp reported that he was having trouble controlling his balloons before landing Thursday evening just south of York Harbor, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He touched down safely, did not need medical attention. Helium balloons. This is some crazy stuff. Instead of using hot air balloon, he used 300 helium balloons like the movie in Up. Remember that animated movie Up? He lifted off Thursday morning from Maine, was hoping to be the first person to cross the Atlantic using a cluster of helium balloons, but he ran into trouble as he approached Newfoundland and was in communication with a rescue center in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Lieutenant Steve Henley of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said, "What the hell are you doing up there?" No, he didn't. Basically, he helped him, and they got him down. And I guess the balloons' movements were tracked by radar Canadian officials. I hope somebody decides to call Canada and let them kind of know, don't be freaked out about this guy with the balloons. Okay, it's not a bad guy. Okay, and I think the reason why he decided to do it this weekend is because I don't think there's supposed to be any fireworks going on. Anyway, he told local officials on Friday he planned to hike out of the remote area where he landed, make arrangements to remove his equipment. Yeah, somebody probably said, get all these stupid balloons out of here. Anyway, let me see. The Atlantic Ocean, I guess, has been crossed many times in many ways, but usually in a boat. He could not be reached immediately for comment because he's probably, itchy. Had an itch. Probably because he's rewatching the movie Up to figure out how he screwed up and why this didn't work. Now, apparently, in 2010, he crossed the English Channel using a cluster of balloons. For this transatlantic crossing, he used a lifeboat that could be used if for some reason he gets dumped into the ocean. He had been working on this for 2 full years. It's a shame. I mean, it would have been nice for him to do. Okay? Apparently, he said this doesn't look like France. But he landed safely. So for those of you kids out there that think that Up is real, I guess I've never heard of this happening, but he made it work. I don't know how long helium balloons last. I mean, whenever we get helium balloons, they kind of sit around our house for a good few days. But I mean, you need the wind speed, you need certain weights, weren't they having like little water spouts and stuff going on? I don't know. So anyway, at least he's safe. That's nice. Okay. The age of contentment is 37. A study reveals that most of our life goals have been completed by the age of 37. All I did was go to school, right? I mean, I went to school, I never really experienced life, but I got to tell you, they may be right. I went to school, got my degrees, got married, had kids, right, and got a house. I guess that was before, my 37th birthday. Okay, is it the end of what I want to do? Oh, hell no. I want to eat a fried Twinkie. That is still on my bucket list. So don't tell me I'm done with all my goals. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you on Monday. Be safe. God bless. And be safe again. Go away. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Bye.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.